This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Election day is come and gone in Chicago. Given the worries about a global pandemic, potential unrest related to a heated presidential race, and the worry of poll staffing and lines, things went very smoothly. By the time the polls closed at 7 last night, more than a million Chicagoans had voted. WBEZ's politics team gathered some sounds from the city to illustrate how this election day was unlike any other before it. WBEZ's Claudia Morell reports.
6 a.m. That's when more than 1,000 polling precincts across Chicago opened their doors for the day millions have been waiting for months, Election Day. And even as a record number of voters across the city and state voted early, the lines were still long in some places. Like Beverly, the 19th Ward, a powerhouse vote-getting neighborhood in the city during any election year. There in line to vote at the Beverly Arts Center, WBEZ reporter Christian Schorsch met with Gina Martinez.
What's on your mind as you're thinking about waiting to vote?
Oh my God, the whole wide world, like everything, like literally our lives are on the line today. Yes. It's terrifying. I mean, I don't remember the last time I was so eager and like just determined to make sure my vote counts. My husband is a DACA recipient. My family's African American. My husband is Mexican. Literally, our life depends on today's election in so many, many ways.
Martinez tells Kristen she's voting straight Democrat. She got emotional.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I got a little choked up. I'll probably just go Democrat all the way down.
Further down the line, Marianne Rowan is dressed up for the part of concerned voter.
And I have on my Ruth Bader Ginsburg pearls for today, November 3rd. I just think it's time for a change. So I made my voice heard in my own way.
Rowan skipped the line. She was just there to drop off her completed ballot. According to the Board of Elections of Chicago, 80% of the mailed ballots returned in the last couple of days were submitted through drop boxes. In fact, many polling places had no lines yesterday morning as people continued to drop their ballots at drop boxes.
It's very well run inside. It's extremely efficient. But the Beverly Arts Center, my husband was here a few days ago, and he waited probably an hour and 20 minutes.
Like others, Rowan said voting was cathartic after such a bizarre year.
The world is topsy-turvy, and COVID has just made it even more incredibly challenging. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of hoping that tomorrow's a brighter day.
In other neighborhoods like the Near West Side, Election Day took the form of a block party outside the United Center.
Hey, we got a super center.
The city turned the basketball arena into a super voting center. There was even a mobile salon and massage truck parked outside. But the anxieties were there, too. Like small business owner Rick Escobedo, who described himself as a first-time voter.
I don't know, it's pretty emotional. I don't know. I'm hope that we can, you know, this everything changes from here on out. I don't know. You know, it's the first year I'm 41 years old, I've never been stressed about an election. So, you know, I'm just hoping for the best. You know, it's just how divided everything is now and what I'm seeing out on the street. You know, it's just a lot different than anything I've ever seen. And I grew up on the South Side where it is, you know, there's segregation, there's everything. I've never seen it worse, though, like anywhere.
But just because you're in Chicago doesn't mean every voter you talk to is going to be a Democrat. Up on the north side by O'Hare, I talked to voters outside Oriole Park. Turnout there is just as high as Beverly. An elderly man came out of the precinct. He told me to call him Guy, and he wouldn't tell me who he voted for. And was this an important vote for you compared to other years?
Extremely.
Yeah?
Extremely.
How come?
Well, I'm not ready to go communist. It's just as simple as that.
He lives just a couple blocks away from the polling site, but he waited until the final day. Why?
I was afraid I might have been taken for a Democrat.
Oh.
Usually they are the ones that vote. You know, they rush. They're afraid the polls will run away, you know. I take my time.
And it looks like election authorities across the state will be taking their time tabulating all the votes. Claudia Morrell, WBEZ News.